Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve the living God, the true God. God is true to his people. And he has a plan for all of our lives. I thank the Lord for that. Jeremiah 29:11. Love this scripture. Wonderful scripture. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, and they are good." God's plans for us is good. But God is a gentleman. Remember, we're made in his image. God had to do everything necessary. He had to put things in motion that he desired. He had to create structure. Proverbs chapter 8 talks about in the beginning of his way, he chose the way of wisdom. So we have to choose our own path. But the wisest people include the Lord in all of their endeavors. And those who reach out, he guides. Now we are made in God's image. And he loves us. He chose what was right all along throughout history. God never ever made an evil choice. Never. His track record is beyond perfection. Because in the beginning of his way, he chose the way of wisdom and love. And he's holy. He will not do evil. And it's his top desire for us that we love also and not do evil. Now go back to what Jesus said. We should love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our might. You know, this is the way to be. Solomon in Ecclesiastes said, "The whole duty of man is to love God and keep his commandments." Now, we're made in his image, and we're in the position of endeavoring. We have to choose our path. We have to choose what we're going to do of our own accord. It has to be our choice, not somebody else's. Nobody can coerce you to make your personal choice. You have to choose which way you're going to govern your own life. Because we're made in God's image. Angels are different. They're created with a purpose. They have to choose to stay in the light. They're created in light, expected to remain in the light. And God give them more knowledge than he gives man. We were born in seed form. We have to learn everything. Now, Adam was made in God's image, but he was put in a position where he had to decide some things. Now, he had enough. God gave him the ability to communicate, reason, ask questions, receive answers. He had some knowledge given to him. Now, children, we receive the same thing from our parents. We learn communications. We learn to communicate by listening to the people around us. And different sounds start making logical sense for different things. And children begin to speak within a year. In 12 months, most children can speak. 10 months to maybe 14 months, they're speaking. And they can ask for what they want. And from there, they grow. And they can learn any language within a year. And they figure things out. Whatever they see their parents do, they do. Now, that suggests to us, because God gave us this order, we see what God has done. That suggests that we need to be training under him. Instead, the devil comes along and influence people wrong and try to get us to, he tries to hijack our destiny by keeping us in the dark on things that we really need to know. He wants to hide God from us in the first place, give us false information. And when there's a problem, he'll blame God to us. He'll come to us and he'll give us thoughts that God is behind this problem. And he wants you to suffer. And that's not the way God is. God is good. He can't do that. He never did that. But because people are estranged from his word, they raise children the way they were raised. And the children's expectation becomes according to their parents or whoever raised them. And our first authority figures shape the way we see God. But God is not like the way we've been shaped to see him sometimes. Our parents are not perfect. They're good. They love us. They help us. They help us live. They take care of us. They do the best they know. But when people don't reach out to the Lord and learn, they live without valuable knowledge that he will freely give them. The Lord told me, he gave me an assignment saying, let not my people lack knowledge. And when he first said that, I didn't know how in the world I was going to, I didn't know how to not let his people lack knowledge. But see, when God gives an instruction, that anointing comes with it. And he'll give me all the steps and details for me to do my job. Because I thoroughly intend to do this. But and he showed me the biggest problem is people don't follow him. And since they don't follow him, they don't learn what they could learn. Now, God knows what you need to do. He has a plan for you. He said, I know the plans I have for you. He has a plan for every individual. You're going to have to begin. Everything of God starts in seed form. Salvation is in seed form. When God created us, we were a sperm and an egg that got together and we developed. We were designed to develop and become intelligent, a speaking spirit. And then we hear his word, we're born again. The word of God has faith in it, and we believe God for our salvation and everything that he promised us. He gave it to us. As far as he's concerned, we got it. It's a done deal. We have to receive the gifts that he's given. And all the gifts that he has given us is called a grace. Salvation is a grace. The word of God itself is a grace. The faith that we need to access the grace is in the word. It all came to us in seed form. Somebody said, God loves you. Jesus died for you, that you may live with him forever. And it's not just an insurance policy to keep you out of hell. Now, many Christians, when I got saved, were focusing on not going to hell. And they were happy they were going to heaven. And they felt the life of God in them. And then they treated God like a problem solver instead of a person. Every time they get in trouble, they go to their problem solver. All right. And they know him as a person that'll get them out of desperate fixes. Traps, and then but they don't learn how to avoid them. But he's also the same Holy Spirit will guide you around these traps. And then they were taught that the traps and the problems is God's method of making you grow up. And that's an evil thing. I wouldn't want to be accused of what people have accused God of, because that's evil. God isn't evil. He's not. He's good. We're like children. He's our father. We are his children, and we became Jesus gave us the power to become the sons and daughters of God. And what we need to do is behave ourselves and just respond in love. You don't have to focus on not sinning, like I was talking about in the last broadcast. And God is not just a problem solver. He's your father. He's your teacher. He's God. He's your savior. He's your friend. All in the same person. We reverence him. We worship him. And we should talk to him. Daniel said, those that know their God, they are strong and will do exploits. But people that don't know their God, they are weak. And they get in all forms of trouble. And they don't do exploits. They are exploited. And it's not right. And Because Satan put things in motion, and it started in seed form too. And it will do your life no good. But as you seek the Lord, you will learn. You're entering light, and light exposes darkness for what it is. So what we have to do from there is go forward and not backwards. The light of God's word will carry you where you're supposed to go. And God will bless you in every way with fine detail. Because he's good and he cares about us. We grow from glory to glory. And we can't grow from glory to glory unless we seek the Lord our God. We can't grow from glory to glory unless we seek him and learn from him. And we start by being faithful with what he already said, the written word. That's our foundation. If you want to draw near to the Lord, start with what the word of God taught when he first came. When he came to man, the Sermon on the Mount, the Sermon on the Plain, all the teachings that Jesus said, everything you can learn from him, receive it in your heart and act on it. That's the best blessing you can give yourself. And he loves you. He's not the one who's watching to see if you're going to sin so he can knock you out. And people focus on that. And we ought to, we should avoid sin. We should drive it out of our lives. But don't fear it. Because if you fear it, you're still attached to it. Fear has torment. And you can't live like that. You can't thrive fearing that you're going to fall. Now that's the mindset of the early Christians. Some people don't care if they sin that, and they need to. You don't go out sin, fall in love with God, and sin won't be a problem, and you won't actually sin. You'll walk in love, and you'll learn and thrive. And you can come to the point that you can overcome the enemy. No matter what he does, you can overcome him. You can take full authority over him and drive him out of your life and his attacks and everything. And you can live offensively against Satan without any fear of falling. And at the same time, you can go forward. And you can learn things. God is a teacher. Many people don't know him as a teacher. Many people don't know him as a CEO. He can show you how to run a business. Treat people right. See, the Sermon on the Mount, you can govern anything with it. A business, a church, you can show God's people how to the details they need. It's in love. I became a businessman because I faithfully served God according to the Sermon on the Mount. When things went wrong, I didn't try to hide and act like it wasn't my fault. I fixed it. If I fixed a car and something went wrong, I went back and made it right. And I would go back and make it right. And people would call me back. And the way I got business, the neighbor would see me working on the car. A car that sat for a while. Next thing you know, they're faithfully driving it and it's not giving them any trouble. And then they call me. So the more I worked, the more work I got. Because God loves us and he has good things in store. He can teach you how to be a businessman. Now, the Lord's not going to come and make you learn. You got to want this. You got to seek him. You got to knock, seek, and ask like everybody else. Then he can help. Then you can go forward. Knock, seek, and ask. So when people begin to do these things, many good things start changing in their lives. And they go forward and not backwards. And the Lord can help them and not just watch them suffer unnecessarily. And there's a lot of corrupt teaching. Man in his fear and lack of knowledge has taught things the wrong way. And I want to put an end. I want to expose it with the light of God's word. I'm not going to stop it. I'm going to expose it so you can walk out of it if you want to. And from there, people can go forward and start doing God's work. And not without hindrance and satanic activity. But those who seek the Lord, they will find and they will learn and they will know that God is good. And he has, for he knows he has plans. The plans he have for you, they are good plans, not evil plans. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life throughout the day until he returns. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.